Tribute. Hold My Drink, brought to you by Coca-Cola. Keep an eye out for your name in store or scan the QR code to create a digital Coca-Cola pack for your besties. That's definitely on our to-do list.
Yeah, but you get mad money.
Yeah, you do. That's the other side.
Yeah. I just can't.
And you never show your face or your bits.
I wish I knew what that felt like to have a foot fetish. Like,
went home then. Then I seen my email and every bit of money in my bank account gone. And I was like, oh my God, what happened?
Yeah.
And you go through days where it's like, oh, I'm gone. This
You're
is
in
it.
A full grief.
It's,
yeah.
all, it's
yeah.
all gone now. There's not left.
Welcome to Home My Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a big group chat between your friends. We sometimes have guests on the odd time.
We do.
Which we are lucky enough to have today.
We are.
I haven't had a guest in... Well, you had your dad on.
I have my dad.
But I wasn't there, so I haven't experienced a guest in a while.
Yeah. And this week's guest, we had a right old giggle.
Oh my God, he's so funny.
Oh, great crack.
So funny. We'll get to him.
Yes.
But this episode is brought to you by Coca-Cola's Share Coke campaign, aka the reason your group chat is about to go off.
Mm-hmm. Challenge your besties to a bottle hunt. Who can find everyone's names first? And you should have the rule as the loser buys the snacks.
Oh, that's a good game.
Isn't it?
That's a good game. It's back for the first time since 2013. Honestly, we've missed it so much. It feels like a revival. It feels like nostalgic. It's come back around. It's
I
terrible.
Can't believe the last time it was here was 2013.
2013.
That feels like a lifetime.
Insane.
Ago. There's just something about seeing your name on a Coke bottle that makes you feel seen. It makes you feel like you've won all the prizes in the world. It's just like, oh my God, it's me.
Except
I love
for
it.
Me, my God, unfortunately. So keep your eyes peeled in store if your name is on the cans. But if your name's a bit unique, like the Avas, the Maves, the Aoife, the Charlenes of the world, you can also scan the QR on the pack and create a custom digital one so everyone can be included.
Coca-Cola and summer just go hand in hand, don't they? So let's make this the best summer ever.
Cheers. So that's it from us today. But before we go, we're raising a virtual bottle of Coca-Cola to summer.
The kind of summer with beach days, music festivals, and your name on a Coke bottle.
Because yes, the Share Coke campaign is back, baby.
And if that's not a sign to make this the best summer ever, then we don't really know what is.
So check the shelves for your name or your mate. And if it's not there, scan the QR code on the pack to create your own digital Coke moment, which I definitely will be doing.
Mm-hmm. Whether you're sipping zero sugar or going full original taste, make it a summer to remember with Coca-Cola.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
So today on Home My Drink, we are very happy and excited to have Adam Kelly.
Woo!
Some may know you from one of our live shows.
Yeah.
You were our blind date.
I was.
And you enjoyed Bachelor. The experience so much, didn't you?
Yeah, well, nervous. Very scary. That's a scary place to be. Heaven for a lot of people. But yeah. Social anxiety, you know. Not great.
It's because you're sat in like a little chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're just getting like judged.
I think it's the fact as well, though, you can actually see people in the crowd.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. I knew a few people in the crowd as well.
Oh.
I was kind of getting hints and tips. I was like, lads, don't let me down here.
Yeah.
Come on, nice over the other side. Yeah. Tell me.
Because if you say one wrong thing, they're judged. Like, yeah.
Game over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you've done well.
Yeah. All right.
Did you ever speak to the girl you were?
No, she moved to Australia, I think, the next day. So
perfect.
That's just my luck.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Did she have her ticket booked before or after she moved?
She probably hasn't even moved. She's probably still living at home. She's like lying.
Just making AI images of her in Australia.
Her in Australia.
So you are best known for posting a lot of comedy and like sketches online.
Yeah.
How did that like start? Like, what made you pick up the phone and be like, I want to make a video? Or what did you first do?
Pure accident.
Really?
It was just for my friends. Like, I was always a bit of a weirdo, like, which is fair. You have to be a little bit of a weirdo to be doing what we're doing.
Yeah, you do.
But I was always a little bit of a weirdo, and I was just posting videos for the lads, and then kind of grew a little bit, like quick enough. And then I was like, sure, might as well get the parents in. They're way more mad than I am.
Yeah.
And then it just took off. So now it's just probably COVID time. So 5 years now doing that.
Was it? How?
Yeah, serious, I would laugh.
And where did two big lugs come from? Like,
It just means ears. That's just two big ears.
Is it?
Yeah, so I've grown into them a little bit now, but these yokes were big. And I was told many times in my life that I had a scary satellite stuck to the side.
Whoa! Wait, so lugs is the term for ears?
Yeah,
I've never heard
yeah,
that.
But luckily it means like an idiot or an eagle as well. So like a lug is someone that's a messer. So it kind of worked for a while when it was me and my father because it just thought it was too
easy. Two lugs, yeah.
The only reason why I started off is because I had just two massive ears.
Stop, oh, yeah. I never God. Knew that.
Yeah.
So anyone listening, that's Adam's Instagram.
Yeah.
Is it your Instagram and
it's your everything?
Yeah, everything.
It's,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
your handle. Yeah,
it, yeah,
yeah. So do some people that you meet, like, would they not even know your real name?
Would they say, oh,
would they just call
lugs.
You Two Big Lugs?
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
That's your name, like.
That's all they'd know me by. And, like, since I started, I would never have been called Lugs, but, like, any of my friends and everything now just call me Lugs. Well, my
oh
mother
my
calls me an arsehole, but yeah. apart from her, everyone else
so
calls me
cute.
Lugs.
But what was your first viral video that you remember going, like,
first,
popping off?
There was a couple of videos early on that done well, like pranks and stuff, but they were ones that kind of, it wasn't, like, consistent.
Right.
But
okay.
The first one, I Don't Come Out and Fight Me Baldy, a couple of years ago, were jumping around me sitting around with my father, and that went like mega viral. And that was kind of my first, like, oh, what's going on here? Where people were kind of getting brands and stuff involved.
Wow.
That was the first big one, but.
And did you have to like bribe your dad into them, or is he more than happy to?
At the start, he was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, I was like, oh, it's for a video. Like, I don't care. Well, like, just leave me alone, honestly. But then after a while, then when you go out in public and there's like young children or whatever coming up and he's like, geez, we better do a video today. Yeah. They enjoy it now, but they genuinely don't give a shite about numbers or fame.
Yeah.
None of that shite. Like, so they're just doing it because I want to do it.
Yeah, they're happy just to
help support you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's it. They do not care about anything, but it's good for me as well to keep me kind of grounded.
True. Who's your like inspo if you were looking at someone online?
Because I feel like your particular area online is quite niche.
Yeah, it is pretty niche.
Yeah,
it's like comedy vibe. Like,
yeah.
We'd be on the other side of TikTok where it's like beauty and fashion stuff. So I feel like who would like your For You page be?
Oh, mine is all kind of, there's a lot of UK guys now that be on my For You page because they do a lot of like comedy sort of witty content.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the lads that I watch to be like the George Clark, Stephen Tries, all these guys. But yeah, there was no real, like I'd obviously watch comedians and stuff growing up, like your Tommy Tiernan's and stuff, and then Mrs. Brown was obviously quite Irish as well, all that stuff growing up. But yeah, there was never really an inspiration because I never really thought that it was going to go far.
Yeah, you never thought it could be a thing.
Yeah, so I watched people and enjoyed them, but it was like never like, I want to do what they're doing.
Yeah, true.
Just kind of took off.
Do you remember your first brand deal you did? Do you look back and you're like, oh,
I found some weird brand deal. I think Bongo was my very first. Remember Bongo?
Oh my God,
I got about 40 quid for it and I was delighted.
40 quid? Yeah. I've seen so many ads of them. Is it real?
Is it Bongo Knows or is that what
Bongo Knows? You text your name or something and it's
kind of like AI.
It's like Ellie loves something something and like spending time something something. It feels all in or something.
Yeah, I think it is very like broad. So you're like, oh my God, how did it
know? That's so true.
Yeah, but I'd say it's the same for everyone.
It's like a horoscope.
Yeah.
Like you just start to like be like, oh my God.
You can apply them. you can apply them to everything.
Yeah.
What about since then? Have you had any mad brand deals?
I've
you can bleep it out if you want.
I've done a brand deal for Foot Finder.
Ball, did you?
Yeah.
Wait, what? In.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't know if technically it was put down as a brand deal, so I shouldn't have minus.
Tell us about this.
Wait, were you advertising the platform or you put your foot on it?
No, I didn't put my feet on it. God, no. Nobody wants to see my feet. That's the reason why I'm wearing socks. No, they came out and they were like, they were trying to promote it a little bit. So I just had to make a comedy video just mentioning like feet, body foot jokes, like, so it was grand. And the video's done so well. Like the pay was quite good as well. So
brilliant.
That's the reason why I done
it. Slot into like the kind of
content like you wouldn't have known it was a brand deal. Like,
that's what I think it works the best.
Yeah,
you can't clock if it's an ad or not kind of thing.
Because that means it's organic to the person.
Yeah,
exactly.
It made sense.
Yeah. So,
oh my God, that's so
fresh.
I've never went on Foot Finder.
Oh, I've been tempted a few times.
I never went on the website to have a look.
Oh, I would.
I say girls make a bomb
on
that.
They do. You have to upload your passport, it's real legit, but you don't have to show your face.
But if I'm going to look for a foot and I want to see a nice foot,
yeah,
and I go on the website, how can I see the foot if I'm not paying for it?
See, it's people with fetish, like, well, some people with fetishes that ask for certain things. So, like, you could get somebody that asks you for a video, will you squash a load of beans between your toes? Yeah. and you have to like squelch a load of beans between your toes, or like,
so it's not just a picture of my foot. No,
no, no, it's not just like this is my foot. Sometimes it can be like doing things with your feet.
Can you filter it? Like, can you just type in like, I want size beans. 12.
Yeah,
size 12. Nails not cut for 2 years.
Oh my god, every second toe. Like, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but you get mad money.
Yeah, you do. That's the other side. Yeah.
I just can't. And you never have to show your face or your bits.
I wish I knew what that felt like to have a foot fetish. Like,
yeah,
because how?
It's
like
great.
It looks like a hand.
It's fantastic.
Do you have
one? No.
I think no one took that deal.
Yeah. Besides, Foot Finder, was there any brand deals that you've done that you've been like, oh my God, like the amazing side of it? Oh my God, I can't believe I'm after getting that kind of a deal.
Yeah, well, like,
I know you've been on amazing trips and stuff with your job.
Yeah,
yeah,
you have.
Yeah, that's kind of, for me, that's kind of the cool stuff is when you're going with like, I don't know, Warner Brothers or Amazon Prime, stuff like that.
Wow.
Doing deals with them is kind of cool because I don't even give a shit about the brand deal side of stuff because usually it's just do a video for us, you get paid. But it's kind of the stuff that comes along with it, like trips and stuff, getting to meet other people. That's kind of opportunities is what I kind of look out for.
Yeah.
So that's the stuff I'd enjoy more rather than, oh, here's a bit of money, do an ad for us. That's it. Good luck.
Yeah.
I don't really care about that shit.
Yeah, it's the cool stuff. With
Yeah.
Do you find like events and stuff a lot, like especially over in the UK? Like, I think it's like hard to
go
and meet like new people and stuff, or do you enjoy it?
I love that. I prefer going over without knowing anyone. And
really?
Just,
like, yeah, my nerves would be gone.
See, yeah, it is. It's a bit uncomfortable, but you have to go in. Like, I go in thinking, I'm either going to stand here and look like a weirdo on my own for tonight, or I'm just going to talk to random people. And like, I've been at events where, in London, where like they've had very little English, everyone that was there, like could be Spanish creators and French creators. And you still knock a bit of crack out of them, even though they have a clue what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's cool meeting people that are doing the same thing, but just around the world.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. You meet cool, like, connections, I feel like.
Yeah,
well.
It's different.
Yeah.
I like that.
I was going to say something there, it's gone.
We have a question for you, actually, about a famous video.
Okay.
So if you could pick a famous video to be yours, so like for an example, we have here Tyke Fleming with the bat, catch him, daddy.
Yeah, that
was the best.
If there is there a specific video that comes into your head that you'd be like, I wish that was mine. Not I wish that was mine, but like one that sticks out in your head to like, oh my God, I love that video.
That is such a great question. Oh
that
my
a good
God.
Question. I didn't write that. Yeah. I don't know what's on.
If I stick to, I'll stick to Irish. I'll try and keep it Irish for this. Yeah, Tyke Fleming at the start when he done the like Alexa stuff and everything, that would
Alexa. The dog at the bed.
There's a couple of great ones like that. Who else is there that? Well, like James Doyle went famous for just saying the word protein bar wrong.
Matt. Yeah. Oh my God.
So like there's lots of videos that you love, like that you're thinking, oh, that's such a creative idea.
Mm.
But it's the ones that are easy that just have unlimited content.
But to them, it was probably an accident.
Yeah,
like you said, 100%. You got into this accidentally, like, which I feel like a lot of creators, like, you can tell the people who do kind of accidentally fall into it. Like, who you can just see it completely suits. But their kind of videos, that was just something they said and it just, boom.
Exactly.
Yeah. And takes off.
But I think the good thing, especially for Tyke there, Tyke had, I think the most important thing about social media is even if you go viral off a couple of clips, is trying to change it and keep at the top is probably the hardest part.
Yeah, so like 100%.
He had the Alexa stuff and he decided to switch away from it and then he had to catch him dairy and stuff. That's impressive because it's like, right, he actually has a brand for it as well rather than just getting lucky, you know?
Yeah, true.
Have a viral video and then that's, in 2 years' time, you won't see them again.
No, that's so true.
I'd
love to do Living with Lucy and go down and live with Flemings for a night or two.
Yeah, that's a serious programme.
Isn't it?
Yeah, serious.
I've never watched it.
Have you not?
No.
Does she live with a thing?
I don't know if it's still a thing, actually.
Go to live in your gaff, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's kind of
savage.
Around Ireland.
Wouldn't fit in mine, man. Too many items.
You can sleep on the floor if you find somewhere to go. Yeah.
To be fair, my house is too small as well. Nice house in the middle of the state there.
Perfect.
Can't complain. Keep it humble.
Exactly.
I was going to ask you about, I always think of like comedy creators. Like, is it really hard to always think of things that are funny? And do you put like pressure on yourself? Do you like be sitting there being like, oh my God, what if this isn't funny?
I need
funny?
To be
like,
funny today.
You start like overthinking it.
100%.
Yeah.
And you go through days where it's like, oh, I'm gone. This
You're
is
in
it.
A funk.
It's all gone now. There's not left. And then you have days where it's just easy. You'll do it in 15 minutes. But it's kind of hard, but there's so many things in the world to talk about.
True.
You can kind of just make jokes out of them.
But when you're funny anyway, you can just kind
It's just, I'm not, in person, I'm kind of a lot more calm compared to my parents. But you have, I have two parents at home that if I said to them, right, today we are going to say some sexual stuff. Oh, okay.
You will know, they really?
Yeah, so there's the, but they will
help
and
you along
there's
the way.
A line.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go down with something, they're like, Adam, no,
it's we too can't much. Do that. Yeah. So do you pre-plan your videos with your parents? Do you write a script? Do you fill us in on all that?
I'll write the topic of the video and I'll write my jokes and then I'm like, go down to my parents and I'm like, right, let's go. You just do your thing.
Yeah.
And then my father will chime in with something and I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait, so your dad's answers sometimes aren't scripted?
Oh, sometimes he'll just and then I'm like,
really?
Oh, like he is just on the ball. He'd be way more naturally quick-witted, whereas I'd probably have to
sit down
and be like, right, what's happening today? And then my mother just calls me a bollocks all the time anyway, so she just fills in perfectly. But it's what we have. It's kind of easy writing comedy about my parents because that's what I live with every day.
True.
So it's not like it's I'm coming off a spot. It's like,
yeah,
oh, sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish I had the camera on for this when something happens. So it's when I'm basing it off them and what I'm seeing every day, it's so easy to write about.
It's easy.
If I had to just come up with stuff on the spot all the time, it'd be tough. Bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's different. They're just fucking mental. Like,
you're mad.
30 years ago, they would be locked up. Like, yeah. 30 years ago is probably not that long ago, to be fair. They were alive 30 years ago. But I mean, like, back in the day, they probably would have been in them straight jackets in a mad spot.
So are you an only child?
No, I have a sister.
I have a sister.
Okay. Yeah, sister. She's 2 years younger than me and way funnier as well.
Is
oh my
she?
God.
She hates the camera.
I've never seen... Okay, that's why I've never seen her.
Yeah.
So I've never seen her.
Have you never gotten her in a video?
I have. A couple of them have done well with her in them.
Okay.
But she just can't stand being on the camera. But,
wow.
But very witty. Very like my father. Her and my father are the same person.
The
my
same.
Mother would be very similar.
Okay. She's a witty sense of humour.
Yeah, but she's scary as well. Like, you know, she's 2 years younger than me, but I'm sorry, sister. I'm sorry. Take what you
I'll
want.
Do whatever you say. And any plans to move out? Or are you like, that's... Obviously, your parents are in so much of your content that they are such a big part of it. Would you... Like, would that change your mind about moving out, or would you like
see,
still
it
move somewhere?
It would have an effect. I am going to be moving out, but it won't be too far away from Denver, so I can still go down. I am kind of a homebird anyway, so but if I moved abroad or something like that, it would be tough to kind of be like, oh fuck, I haven't seen
it
them
would be
of,
hard
because like that's they're good out laugh and stuff. But I'd say the plan is to move into Mullingar or something, not too far away.
Mm-hmm. Would you never move up to the big smoke?
I can't, girls. I know you're from up there, but I don't like it.
Do you hate it?
Yeah.
I've
had too many bad experiences up here.
Have you?
Like bad experience.
Okay. Oh God, why?
Yeah. I've got robbed up here.
What?
A night out. Yeah, I was out on a night out and now I was fairly locked, so it's probably my own fault.
You probably lost whatever you had. Well,
you okay, mom. They robbed me.
See, that's what we thought was. I thought that happened the next morning. So I woke up I was outside Coppers. All my friends thought I'd gone home. So they went home. But, well, they thought I was talking to a girl. But that's Adam. It's Adam. I wasn't. So I was. And I was walking around on my own. And then I can't remember anything. But I woke up probably about 25 minutes away from Coppers. Down the road, outside, like an apartment block, when we top off, just lying there, no phone, no anything. So I got a taxi driver dropped me back to one of my friends' houses, and we were laughing and joking about it. I was still fairly whacked, like I was locked at this stage.
Yeah.
Went home then. Then I seen my email and every bit of money in my bank account gone, and I was like, oh my God, what happened? So apparently there was like a scam going around in Dublin where there was like people kind of looking for drunk people that were coming out of Coppers, taxi-wise. And a fella pulled up, obviously, when I was leaving, was like, here, do you need a lift? I was like, yeah, can you drop me to blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah, no bother. And then he was like driving down the road. He was like, this is prepaid. You have to prepay. So take out your phone and pay for it now. I went to take out my phone, went to pay for it. Phone was open, knocked me out, drove down the road, threw me out of the car.
God. How did he knock you out? Like, he punched you?
Apparently, there's people that have had the exact same thing that happened to them and they remember more. I can't remember anything to this day, like, what happened.
It's probably good in a way.
Yeah. It's like, it doesn't feel like it happened to me.
Yeah.
But when I woke up, when I went home then, it was obviously, we got the guards involved and they came into the house and they were like, oh, you could be a part of the scam with these. My father went mad. Don't come into my house. Yeah. Blaming my son for this.
What?
But, see, what happened was, there was a... when we went through the transactions on Revolut and everything as well, there was another Irish fella, his name, all his money was transferred into my account, and then my account was transferred into another person's account. And then it was just caught. Every half an hour they were spending, like, I'm not going to say how much they were spending, yeah. Spending a lot of money here, there and everywhere. And then the bank were like, of fraudulent activity, we'll send a code to your phone.
Sure, you had your phone.
Yeah, my phone. So I just typed in the code. So they're like, yeah, that's grand. But I got my money back from my bank account.
Wow.
Yeah, but the guards were out for a while, and then it happened to an awful lot of people up here. There was a lot of people that were.
I've never Jesus, heard that's that.
Scary, is it?
Yeah, I don't think I just was drunk as well, because the next day I woke up. There was a picture. I had to go down to the doctor. So there was a picture on my back. There was like a little like. Mark on my back, so they injected me. Yeah, now I was fairly drunk as well, so I wouldn't have felt that thing,
but so imagine that's like horrifying. Being so drunk and being in a nightclub or whatever, or wherever you are, you wouldn't feel something like that, like
100%.
You wouldn't notice.
People jump like bumping off you, and that wouldn't be the first thing that would come into your mind,
yeah.
Whereas exactly. Now, I feel like
I'm usually the little prick in a nightclub, that's usually me.
But that's scary.
Yeah, no, it doesn't feel like it happened to me. So it wasn't too bad when I went home. Once I got the money back, it was grand. But I said I'd never do it again. But every single time I come up here, I just get locked again.
Okay, so we can't blame you for hate.
Not wanting to move. Yeah.
But that's I like the countryside.
Yeah.
Dublin's just a bit mad. You can't walk by anyone in Dublin and be like, "Well, how's it going? How's your day?"
They'd be like, "You're a freak."
It's like, "What are you talking to me about?" Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah. But it's not even the Dubs. I'm talking about inner city. Like, you're gonna have little small communities outside of Dublin that probably is exactly what I'm talking about back home.
Yeah. Like where we would be from.
Yeah, you know each other.
They'd be
so,
like, yeah.
So that's 100% fine. Like, that's different. But I'm talking about, like, it's the same with, like, inner city London or any capital city. Like, you're going in, it's just nobody knows anyone. You're walking around and it just doesn't have a home.
People come into the inner city for, like, specific reasons.
Yeah.
You're going to work. You're doing a bit of shopping. Exactly. You're, like, there is a reason why you're in.
You're going kind of thing. Yeah.
So people are very, like, front-focused.
Yeah, 100%.
It is a little bit outside of that. You can get your little hellos and
your little smiles.
Thank you.
You want to impress the old people. That's my whole thing. You're walking by. That fella's a nice fella. That's all I want. That's all I want.
Need a few
that
of them validation around. From the old people. You have gained over 1.3 million followers on TikTok and 1.1 million followers on Instagram in the past year alone. That's insane.
That's scary.
That's probably like the quickest growing Irish creator, surely.
It is.
It went mad the last probably 2 months. I'd say the last 2 months, that's where it all came from. Because the first couple of months of this year were slow. But you kind of have to just get through that, you know. Like, everyone has kind of slow times when they're doing it. And the last couple of months have just blown up and all corners.
Like, do you think there's something different? Or do you think it's just that more people are kind of finding your content? Or have you changed?
Something slightly. My content never changes massively. Like, if you're watching it, you probably think it doesn't change massively. But you change small things. And I suppose one thing I changed recently was my father kind of being. I was always kind of the bowel person in the videos. So I kind of changed it to him. And people just love it.
Really?
Yeah. And it's so.
Now your dad's the bollocks, not you.
Yeah, I'm just using him for everything he has.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, but he's just changed to that, and people just love him.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Do your parents have social media?
No.
Do they not?
Maybe. I'm not. Yeah, I'm gonna say no.
No. Yeah, they don't.
Like, personal. Yeah.
No, they don't. No. Okay, that's bad.
Yeah, my father doesn't even know how to use his phone.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't really give a shit.
Oh, would he be stopped everywhere?
Yeah,
he goes,
would people recognize that? Yeah.
He's good. He's good. Like, he is in person. He's exactly like what he's like on camera. Where I'm like, father, calm down there a bit. Always like that growing up, even before social media. Like, you're trying to impress a girl there when you're younger. Like, oh my God, don't say anything now. We're in a shop. Don't say anything. That girl over there, I like her. And then my mother and father disappear and they come around the corner and my father be in a trolley. You'd be like, woo! You can't, if you get embarrassed, they love it.
Oh God.
Yeah, my sister.
But that builds character.
100%. You had to be made an
You had to be, yeah.
And like, anything you say to them not to do, they'll do it. So one of my friend or one of my sister had a friend coming over, a really quiet girl, and she kind of just let my parents know, like, this girl's very quiet now, just don't be making a show of us or her or anything. Just be quiet when she comes into the house. They're like, yeah, 100%, no problem. And the poor girl walked into the house and my mother bought one of those fake bouncy eggs And she threw it at her and went, catch it, catch it. And she just bounced on the ground. Your one thought was after breaking it. She ran out. That was first impressions.
Did you ever see her again?
Yeah, yeah.
You did?
Yeah. The nerve settled, I suppose, after that. She probably had to build character as well.
Yeah.
My sister that went red.
Now she knows what she's getting herself
Oh my God.
Imagine
so
walking
funny.
In and just seeing your mum fucking an egg. Yeah.
I didn't even know it was fake. I genuinely thought she threw a real egg at me.
God.
I was like, the poor girl got egg.
Egg and the poor girl.
That's a bit brilliant though, isn't it?
Have you found, since having like social media and stuff, like the dating scene, is it different now?
No, it's still the same. I'm still shy at it.
Still brilliant. Are you on any apps?
Oh, all of them.
Are you?
Oh,
are you on Raya yet?
No, I'm actually not on that one. I'm not cool enough. I haven't got the...
You should be accepted on that.
Yeah, no, it's,
what?
Yeah, accept me, lads.
You need to get a referral. Anyone let us know.
Oh, no, honestly, please don't. I'm just on too many. on too many. I'm sick of them at this stage. It's just, I'm treating it like fucking Facebook back in the day. I'm just scrolling now at this stage.
But do you find, since having like an online presence, do you get like the girls in your DMs?
A lot of men though. Like way more men than women, yeah.
Asking you out, like,
yeah, like men are very straightforward. I like understand what you mean now.
No,
like, when girls are talking about, like, lads are very straightforward. Like, I'm getting shy chat up lines from men the whole time.
Yeah. Do you get? I would get unsolicited dick pics and all.
Oh, I don't open any pictures anymore.
Yeah,
I seen an arsehole. Like, I fella bent over. Now he was fairly flexible at this stage. He was bent over, owl fella, touching the toes, and arse was just in the camera.
Oh,
like, fair play. When I'm God. Your age, I hope to be able to bend
like
over like
a pretzel.
Yeah, honestly, it was like he was playing a game of solo twister like by himself. That's exactly what he was doing.
And you were just looking at thinking, I hope I can bend my body that way when I'm your age.
I was impressed, but yeah, I don't open them anymore because.
So,
would you be opposed to like dating someone who's like who follows you?
Yeah, I wouldn't give a shite. Like,
you wouldn't,
no. But yeah.
I wouldn't get into a relationship now unless I felt like it was the right thing to do. Like,
really?
I feel like even dating apps and stuff like that, it's just because you're bored at home. And it's the thought of it rather than, like, if you bump into someone and it goes well and everything's going well, happy days. But
yeah. Is that kind of the road you'd rather go down? Like, meet them in real life?
Yeah. I've been in relationships before and, like, it's just that the next couple now. I won't say the next one, but the next couple, I'd kind of want to be it now.
Would you?
Just settle down there.
What would you say is your ideal dream person?
Oh,
and dream date as well. I keep seeing on TikTok that.
Oh,
my dream date. Have you seen that?
Oh, that's
like a sound.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a dream date wise would kind of be more someone who's just comfortable. Like, I see stuff here now and about women being with their husbands for 30 years and never farting in front of them.
What is that?
That is no way. Get away from it.
Their poor stomach. You'd be bit.
I want to go.
I wouldn't poo in front of Graham.
No, that's fair. But, like, I would. I'd poo in front of Graham.
I would. I better let him know. Would you?
No,
well,
I think.
Hurt, but if it happened, if. No, if I think pooing is too far.
Really?
Yeah, I just think that takes, like, the intimacy of being like naked and all away, you're just having a shite. I think you're not watching me squelch.
Well, I wouldn't let someone stand there watching, but if they have to get something in the bathroom and I happen to be on the pot, I'll let them get something out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I'd be the same now.
That's all I'm doing. I sit on it either way, peeing or like so.
Yeah.
True.
I think it's important to be able to stay in a hotel room with someone. And not having to worry about them. All right, I need this person to go to sleep so I can go for a shite.
Yeah.
Sending them out.
Yeah, I need that stuff. If I'm in a hotel room, I want to be able to go to the toilet in comfort, not caring what noises are about to be made.
You'll be like that girl in White Chicks, no, you won't.
She's going on to the door.
Would you ever go to a hotel and it's like the glass?
Yeah.
That's a bit more. For like imagine you went for a first hotel break, like you're seeing someone. And the bathroom was glass.
Yeah, no, that's...
That'd be too much.
I sent my parents to one by accident. And I just got a message into the family group like, oh, cheers, Adam. We're going to have a great night. And it was just a shower in the middle of the room. And the glass...
Holy glass. Like,
oh, God.
Imagine being the first date. Like, you could.
Yeah, no, that's rough.
It's too much.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so just
someone comfortable.
Yeah. So a girl who farts on the first date.
Perfect. Not ask for a lot, lads. No, obviously there has been attraction as well, but no type like...
Do you know?
No.
Do they have to be funny because you're funny? Or do you want to be the funny one?
No, again, I don't mind if they're funny or not. Obviously, they have to be a bit of crack, not to be serious.
Yeah.
At the same time, have like aspirations, not someone that's just going to be sitting around complaining all the time.
Yeah.
Ambitious.
No, yeah, like, I don't give a shite if you want to be a post woman. Like, just do it with fucking pride.
Yeah,
you know,
love like, that.
Just enjoy it. You know, that type of thing. I don't care what you're doing, but just do something that you want to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Than, oh, another day.
Playing. And
I think if they have an occupation, we used to say that. Yeah. We were like,
we used to say we love employed men.
Sometimes men don't want to be employed.
That was the bar we were setting.
The bar was in the pits of
it
hell.
It really was. Yeah. It wasn't good. And would you have an idea of first date? Where would you bring a lady on a first date?
I'm kind of boring. Like, it'd be just drink and food.
Yeah, dinner and drinks.
What's the name? There's a spot beside the Tree Arena. Greenhouse. Is it called the Greenhouse?
Glass House.
Yeah. Oh, that's gorgeous.
That's a nice spot.
That's nice.
That's a nice spot for it.
Maybe a gig. Oh, you don't like it?
I just went there on a first date and it wasn't great.
Oh, fair. But see, that's probably...
No, that's the experience.
Yeah. It's a nice spot.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe dinner, drinks and a gig.
That would be a ball.
But also, is a gig good? Because you can't really chat to them at it.
Yeah, I feel like something that you get...
You have to talk.
Cinema first dates are a no-no.
No, 100%.
Hate cinema anyway, but cinema is a no-no.
For a first date, that is the worst idea in the world. When you're 15, maybe, you're nervous to talk. That's
I went
bad.
On
you're
one.
Yeah. Nerves.
I went on a first date.
And what happened?
He fell asleep. In the cinema. But he was hungover.
Oh.
And we went to watch like some cartoon film. And it was like the smallest screen. It had like four rows.
That is a nightmare.
So never again.
Food is a good shout, but again, I want someone comfortable now where they are not afraid to order fucking chicken wings for the star. I'd be happier now if I was sitting there and the girl that was across from me, her face was just covered
in sauce.
That's such a green flag.
That's what you want.
You need a woman not afraid to
exactly get her face there.
A bit messy. You
get down and dirty.
Take that whatever way you want, lady.
Do you like find any struggles with having a following online? Have you had any like bad parts of it or like things? Obviously, there's great things like the events and brand deals and stuff, but anything that you're like, oh, would rather not?
Well, I think 99% of the people you meet are genuine, so genuine and lovely. And it's very nice. Like when someone comes up to you and they're going through a hard time or something might have happened and they're excited to see you, which because I make videos in my fucking bedroom, like, so
yeah,
that's a bit mad. That's the good stuff. But then you do meet a couple of people that kind of take it too far. It mainly happens with drink.
Okay.
I don't mind if people don't like the videos. So fair. There's lots of videos I don't like. Like that. That's completely fine. It's just some people do take it a bit far and like...
Start telling you how they don't like them.
Act the big man.
Yeah. I don't even mind if they're saying that they don't like them, but like even when they're kind of putting their slap in the back of your head and stuff like that.
Oh no.
Even people that like you when they're kind of getting all handsy and stuff or sometimes showing up to the house and that's like... People showing up to your house, the children don't know any different. It's completely fair. It's just when parents are bringing children over to the house, it's kind of like your private spot. I don't mind the public anywhere down the town, 100%.
No, that's a line that shouldn't be crossed.
Yeah. That's your safe space. That's where you go home and lay your head.
Yeah.
And
that's
like, that's not a museum. Like,
no, that's your space to even switch off. Like, 100%. Whatever about, like you, they might be thinking in their head, Jesus, you're always this switched on, funny person. That's your place to relax and unwind and 100%. Whatever else.
Yeah.
Knocking on your front door.
Yeah. And the children don't know.
I blame the parents.
Yeah, see, that's the problem there is.
Yeah.
It is parents. But again, it's not something massive. Not, like most Irish people don't give a shite, which is a nice thing as well. If they don't like your videos, if they like them, they kind of won't even say anything to you, which is it's a nice thing in a way.
Yeah.
It's just that, sometimes out in public, like I... do get drunk. Like I'm the most normal 23-year-old in the world. Like I
still can't believe you're only 20.
I know.
Withered girls. Fucking
withered.
Yeah.
Will you give over?
Struggling here now.
No.
Hair is going back. I am struggling.
You're only a young one.
I know.
So what, you were born in?
01.
2000?
Oh, you get to say 2000
and
Christ, that gives me shivers.
I look older than I am, but I think
anyone with a beard though looks older.
You don't want to see me without the beard.
I think it's the country accent as well though.
Yeah, I have a strong accent.
I think
the
country accent makes somebody seem older. I don't know what it is.
See, I have a townie accent in Longford.
Oh, are you like a townie?
I'm a townie. I live in the middle of the town. So some of my friends that are from the countryside, they don't sound, even though they're from like 5 minutes away from me, they don't sound the same.
Do they not?
Right.
But, like, the townies, we kind of speak faster. So it's harder to understand. But
I think I can understand you proper good, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of American followers, isn't it?
Yeah, I think UK is the biggest, and then America.
In UK, yeah.
But that's why I have subtitles in every video, is because they are not gonna fucking understand the word I'm saying.
So
they need it, and sometimes I need it as well because I'm like, what the fuck did I just? What did I say?
I feel like the UK and the Americans, they love this idea of like a diddly idle Irish.
Little leprechaun.
Pure stereotypical.
Yeah. They're into that. It's
full. You're just missing the red hair.
That's it. I'm maybe missing a lot of hair. I'm balding, girls. I'm balding.
Do you ever think, would you ever go down the line of posting any other kind of content? Like, would you ever try and branch out a little bit? To
Adam Kelly and Two Big Lugs being two separate.
Yeah, things? Would you ever try and split them and like, imagine you doing like, an outfit of the day.
That's when I get my hair comments. I get very few hair comments, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
I get the odd one or two, but the second you start doing the stuff that all you do, I do feel sorry for you sometimes.
The
abuse you get. Sorry. Well, I think it's because influencers, like you have to kind of like show like perfection. It's like, if you want
to
look like
we've did like I feel like we're set to a very unrealistic standard. 100%. What a young woman should be as an influencer, which is so unrealistic and so wrong to paint everybody with the same brush.
You're so normal.
Your niche and stuff. There isn't like one comedian or something that you all have to follow.
Yeah, 100%.
You're all very different. Exactly. Which is good in your area.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. Like it is. It's kind of like a perfection thing. So people that will be jealous of you or that just be like, like they're up their own arses, which is a load of shit because you're normal.
Yeah.
They'll be like, they'll just try and get at you. Whereas for us, it's kind of like imperfection, where it's like my father's calling me a skinny fucker, or I'm calling him bald or fat or whatever. We're slagging each other, so it's imperfection. So anything that anyone can comment underneath you, it's like, my father said 10 times worse. So need to get creative if you're going to hurt my feelings.
I've grown up with it all my life.
Imagine one of us calling each other bald, like we'd be cancelled. Or if we called someone else bald, we'd just be cancelled. It's mad.
You see what? A lot of the girls are an icon.
Yeah.
Anything that I do, if I go on a night out and I'm falling around the place, you'll have people that'll be like, look, it fits the character. Perfect. You done it, game over.
That's true.
I do the exact same thing.
I think men anyway, they'll get less, because I'm thinking of like men more like, who are the influencer men? It's not that men, like TikTokers and stuff. No.
Probably James, Eric.
They'd be more like, they're more, they do like outfitty stuff sometimes as well.
Yeah,
but like men in general just get less sick.
Yeah.
I think it's just because like, women are just, scrutinized for everything.
Easier targets.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I think you have four people going against you. I think you have girls and women going against you and men going against you.
Yeah.
Like, girls won't watch our videos. It's one or the other.
But girls, I can't imagine girls giving men hate under their videos.
The way they give a woman.
Men.
Yeah. You'll have the odd fucking terrible, Audrey or something. And she'll be like, your mother's saying awful language and my granddaughter watches TikTok. You'll have that shite, but yeah.
Yeah, my child's going to see this video. And you're like, put your child off TikTok.
Do you ever think of kind of sharing more of your personal life, or are you happy kind of drawing the line?
I suppose because I'm comfortable and easy and the views are good. Mm. If things are going like deep south, then I obviously would have to change it up a bit.
Yeah.
YouTube and stuff now is something that I'm getting fully invested in. That you'll see more like broader content and probably more the real me in them. It'll still be comedy related, but you can't just be in a skit for 20 minutes.
You'd be knackered.
Exactly. Yeah, 30 seconds and
20 minutes. Feature length film.
So that's exactly it. So I'd say for the YouTube stuff, the plans and stuff I have, you'll see more on that. And then we'll just keep the crack. I think the reason why the videos do so well is it is stereotypical Irish, the way like we're all kind of like that, where our families, you know, you have the characters take the piss. That's how you show love in Ireland,
isn't it? It's so weird.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's fucked up. Brilliant.
You go abroad then, and like that's why I have a good following in Africa, and they're like, if I said this to my parents, they'd just beat me. Like I'd be dead. So it's like there's such a mixture of culture. They're like they love it because it's like, oh my god, I can't believe he said this. And then Irish,
I never
people, like,
actually thought of that. Yeah. That like people are probably so invested in like the videos you do and like you explaining that this is your reality, this is your real life, because they're so shocked by it.
Exactly.
Like, same in America. I feel like you couldn't say
that. No, 100%.
Yeah.
UK is pretty similar now, in a way. Like Scotland would be very similar to Ireland. Like they'd kind of all be like piss taken.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why it works like that. They're like, Jesus, reminds me of home. And then the other side of it is, oh my God, if I'd done this at home.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's a nice mixture, the two of them.
How many followers do you have now, like, altogether?
So nearly a 10 altogether.
Million.
Yeah. That's it.
Does that?
Facebook, YouTube, everything. Instagram,
yeah.
TikTok.
Oh, still.
There's a Snapchat.
How does that feel having that many? Do you ever actually deep it and be like, oh my God, that's a lot of
eyes? No, it just looks like numbers on the screen.
Yeah, if you put them in a field.
Yeah. Or if you were dying for a wee and there was a queue of 10 million people in front of you, you would be raging. You would be raging.
You'd want to delete them all.
Yeah. So if you look at it like that, then yeah, it is a lot. But usually it just seems like numbers on a screen.
Yeah.
It's nice. It is nice.
Yeah, until you meet them in real life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any like dream brands that you'd love to?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I'd like to get in with Netflix and all them.
Okay.
I'd like to do something with my family, like a travel show or something like that. Even
that'd be
if
cool.
RTE.
I could see you on Gogglebox.
Yeah. Gogglebox. We applied for it years ago.
Did you?
I had about 50,000 followers at the time, and we got down to the final two families, and the other family got picked.
Do you know who it was?
A guard, I think. I don't know who. What his name is, but a guard and his family, they were picked. But we got down to the last two.
Oh my God!
We had to do an interview on Zoom.
Wow.
So that was it. That's how close we were to it, but. Everyone always said that we would have been suited to Gogglebox.
I can see us on that, like making your own show. Like, remember the 50 ways to kill your
ways
to kill your mammy or something.
I've never seen it.
You never seen that?
No. He's an Irish. Is he Irish?
Was it Baz?
Yeah.
Was it Baz?
Oh, you know Baz. Yeah.
He done a show with his mom or his
50 ways to kill your nanny or
your mammy.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
And
yeah.
He brought her around to do all these mad.
I do know
shit.
The show you're talking about. Yeah.
Something like that would be funny.
It'd be really good. And I think that, like,
TV.
That'd be like the next thing.
Yeah.
It'd be like something that's kind of bigger production. I think that'd be pretty cool, but I don't care if they don't come to me. I'll do something myself.
You will yourself.
You can't really wait around anymore.
No.
So you just have to do your own.
What is something that people follow you would be surprised to know about you?
Give us the inside scoop.
Yeah.
Well, for all the girls out there, I'm 6'7". I'd be surprised to know that.
Why height actually?
5'11".
That's good.
Scraping it.
Just add
maybe,
on.
Maybe 5'10".
How high does it go? 5'10". Can you be 5'12" or no?
No, that's 6 foot. Yeah.
Well,
just say you're 6 foot.
Yeah, fuck, I'm 6 foot.
6 foot.
in 2-inch heels. That's what we do. That's the way we always stick that in there.
Perfect.
Just confuse them. But no, what would be surprising? I'm actually pretty normal.
Yeah, you're real normal.
I'm probably the most normal chap. You'd meet like 7 of me if you walked down the road in Dublin. Like, I'm the same as every other 23-year-old. I'm not fucking that loopy in the head. I'm a bit weird.
Yeah,
that's
what makes you unique.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm normal. And what else?
Interesting. Any fears or anything or phobias?
Afraid of failure, but I think everyone is.
Yeah, especially in this industry.
That's a fucking deep one.
Well, you're nowhere near that. You have 10 million followers.
No, but you never really get to.
You're never going to be happy.
It.
Yeah,
yeah.
No.
I'm a lonely motherfucker as well. I sit in my room like Harry Potter under the in a little fucking box room just staring at
under the cupboard.
Why? So yeah, apart from that, I'm just normal.
You're not afraid of anything? I'm phobia of whales. I'm afraid of whales. Not the country.
No. fair.
Terrifying.
That's actually a good fear. I think if I seen a whale,
I would freak the fuck out.
Now, obviously in the water. You'd be afraid now if you seen one in the middle of fucking Dublin.
Floating
just
around.
In the middle of the road.
Yeah. But they are big. Like they are a bit scary.
Terrified of them.
Yeah, heights and rats are my just good luck. Don't give a shit about anything else. Yeah.
I think you'd be good on I'm a Celeb.
Oh yeah, but I'm would far off that.
Would
far.
You do it? Look at Grace just on GK Barry.
Yeah, but she's big dog. She is. She's
Adam, you have 10 million followers.
I know, but I'm still a small dog. Like I'm in the
small dog.
Yeah, I'm a little. That's it. I'm a Jack Russell at the moment. But
no,
we get there. But no, I would do it, but I'd be shite on it.
Because he'd be scared of stuff.
I'd be scorpy as well.
Yeah,
like, I'm not getting fed. I know I'm a little fucking twig. Like, I am. I look like a starving dog, but I promise you, if I'm not fed.
Beans and rice, that's all they give you.
That's all they give you.
You would end up being a bit scorpy.
Everyone
I'd be fucking
very
crackling
gone.
Bones walking around the place after about 2 days of no food. I can't lose weight anymore. I disappear, like. So,
they all come off a very gone.
Yeah,
fucking
very.
Like, you can see their cheekbones.
I don't mind it, just weight loss. Just
going in.
I don't even have to be on the telly. Just bring me there and hide me in a bush for the week.
Yeah.
I'd be fine.
Just tuck me in the hammock.
Yeah, I don't need to be involved in the games or anything. It'd be great.
Some of them do just go on and just get to do
that's
that.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't get picked for the challenges.
Who was
fine.
It that went on? Or am I thinking of Big Brother? She stayed for the for the 3 days just to get the money.
Sharon Osbourne.
Was it
Sharon? I think it was Sharon Osbourne.
I feel like
someone
it was Sharon.
Went on, they just said, I just stayed for the minimum amount of time.
And then gone.
Just
yeah.
I seen she got engaged, but I'm confused. Is she not with Ozzy? Yeah.
Yeah, I
see this morning.
Well.
She got engaged.
Did you see the performance he did over the weekend?
No.
Didn't even know the man sung.
What?
Ozzy?
Yeah.
That's why he's famous.
Yeah, that's why he's fucking suit. What?
Was he in a band?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a band. I don't
What's
know.
What's the name of the thing? War Pigs? General got him in the
air. I don't even know that song.
No? You don't know War Pigs?
No.
Oh, that's,
War Pigs?
Yeah. Big, they're a big band.
They're a big
the
band. They were huge.
Really?
Yeah.
Must look
yeah.
then.
Boy, was he bad at singing? Or was he,
good? He was good no, back was then, but he's him, fucking fryball now. Like, his brain is toasted. But he's done some amount of drugs over his life. Like,
dude, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know much about him. I just remember him when he was on the telly, but I just like.
Sharon!
Yeah.
Little tiny glass.
I just remember or I saw a performance he did last weekend. I was like, oh.
She's a bit yeah. of fryball, anyways, as well, Sharon Osbourne.
I feel like you have to be if you live in like the American upbringing of
she's
like
gone very
celebrities.
Thin. Yeah. Yeah. She's like on she's on stuff as well.
Most
she has to be. She's very gaunt looking.
She's definitely
she's
on
doing I'm a Celebrity all the time.
I was MP.
Yeah.
She's doing it all the time.
All the time.
She's on everything.
Yeah.
Any other plans for the future coming up for summer?
For summer? Yes. No, we'd probably just festival out the rest of this year now. And
yeah. Are you into the festival?
I'm into EP now.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Jeez, that
real into EP.
It does. You need a good week off after that.
Oh,
now.
My God.
That must be like not far from your house, is it?
Nah, it's about still about an hour.
Is it so hard?
Yeah. It's not too bad though, but it's just getting home is hell. You're dying that Monday morning, like, and you can't control. I love it, but you can't control it. Like, so EP is a good one. But yeah, hopefully now, by the end of the year, we'll have a couple of big stuff coming up. I've kind of taken it. Quiet break on the old stand up. I've done stand up all last year.
I was about to ask. Yeah.
Yes.
Have you done any festivals yet?
No festivals.
You've never,
I just kind of open up. Stephen there, he does shows all around Ireland and he let me open up from him. And I've learned so much from it and it's fucking hard.
Is it?
Dublin crowd's hard crowd.
I was going to say, would you ever come up and do like the comedy clubs?
Yeah, done
Dublin?
Laughter Lounge here.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah. That was, usually you go around the country and everyone is locked and they're having a great time and the crowd is beat.
Yeah.
Whereas in Dublin, it was kind of like, there was no drink, but there was a lot of
like
other
they
stuff.
Were testing you, kind of?
Well, I thought that Jesus, these are a tough crowd. And then I found out afterwards, there's no alcohol up here, but they just enjoy it in a different way. So I was like, fair, I was grand afterwards. But on the stage, I was like, oh, get me off this joke.
Really?
Oh my God.
But still a good crowd. They're rowdy,
they're
which is
on,
good.
Yeah.
They're witty as well. Dublin people are very, very, very you'd laugh like.
Yeah.
And how different is doing stand-up from filming a video in your own home? Is it like...
Yeah, it is different.
Because you're seeing them straight up.
Yeah.
Also, you stand-up on a stage, you can't fuck up. A video, if you fuck up, say the wrong thing.
You can edit it.
You can go again.
Yeah. Stand-up, that must... Like, the pressure of that must be like... Because it's not even... Whatever about like the shows that we do, live shows and stuff, we're not necessarily there to make people laugh.
Yeah.
But when you add that pressure of, fuck, I have to entertain these people 100%. And make them laugh.
Yeah.
How do you manage that?
Well, you know the stage. You know yourselves getting the nerves before going on stage. No matter what you're doing, going on stage, if you're fucking reading that mass, it's scary, lads. It's
mass is scary.
Yeah.
Your dad could never.
My dad could never.
No. But it is.
He sits at the back of the church in case the priest randomly calls him up. As if he's ever gonna just pick on him.
That is so good.
And be like, yeah, defo need him up here now. He's made for this.
Like, it's so fair though. Like, it's just a thought of walking up and nobody gives a shit. And that's the one thing about like one life, like people are drinking there, they're not gonna remember. And it's the same with stand-up. Like you're saying, oh my God, if I forget a joke or if I say something wrong, people are like gonna be like, oh, what the fuck? But they don't know the jokes that are coming.
True.
So if you miss one, you can just move on. And like they don't know yourself.
Yeah,
you know
true.
Yourself. But it's just the nerves going on. First few times now, because I would have been someone that wouldn't have been able to get up in front of a group.
Really?
So
really?
I said to my parents, I was like, we're doing stand, I'm going to try stand up. They were like, no. We said,
really?
Do the videos. Please don't. You're a nervous person up in front of a crowd.
Oh,
and I was like, fuck it, I have to test myself.
Yeah.
So when my father got sick at the time, I was like, fuck it, if I can face this, I can get up on stage. No problem. If I fuck up, it's still not going to be, it's like getting into a car saying I'm not driving because I'm probably going to crash into a wall.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking the worst.
Yeah.
So I went up and done it once and then I went with Stephen for the year and them boys are natural there. So I was a bit nervous going on stage every time, but the adrenaline buzz is the best thing ever.
Afterwards.
The first point I have afterwards is, oh my God, it's just hard to explain. it's like falling in love every single time. It's just so good.
Take that over first day any day.
Any
you?
Day.
And do you think do you think you gain more confidence from doing that? And
yeah,
like,
well,
improved
in
yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I done like an MC at a festival in Maynooth where not fucking rapping, not MCing like that, but I done like a host at a festival and Stuff like that, like you're going to fuck up and you're going to be like, oh, I want the ground to swallow me. But
the more you do it.
Exactly. And you get so much more confident. Then you realize, well, fuck it, I've done stand up, well, I can do this. And then it gives you confidence.
It's a snowball.
Like, fuck it.
Do you notice that among comedians, like when you meet them, that a lot of them have had bad things happen or like, I don't know, are they different from when they're on stage?
It's really like they all have dark senses of humor and that's what makes them funny.
100%.
Yeah. Like I recently went to see Ricky Gervais.
I seen him. It was brilliant.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
In the Tree Arena.
So I didn't. I wasn't at that one.
When I tell you, I felt like a wanker laughing at like 90% of the stuff that he talks about. But like that dark humor.
It's funny.
Very good.
I think it's my favorite. And it's so wrong to say that it's your favorite. And I'm like, I love dark humor.
No, 100%.
I've never went to a comedian ever.
Oh, it's so that's a great first date.
A comedy show.
Obviously you can't really be talking in it, but like if you went for a grub and then went to a comedy show, because you're just going to be skitting laughing and you're drinking
and you'd find out if they had the same humour as you, what they were laughing at.
It'd be terrible though if you were at laughing at Ricky Gervais and the person beside you just deadpan. Yeah, that'd be tough.
Why? What does he talk? Does he say
really dark? But I love that. That's my
dark.
Like,
yeah.
And Tommy Tiernan's the exact same. Theo Vaughn, the exact same. Like all these people that are just gifted, but they're just normal people That's the thing, is like you expect them to be 100 miles an hour
when you're chatting to them, they're just normal
people, but
wow,
they just channel it onto the stage and they're probably genuine decent people off stage as well. Just on stage you're like, that's the worst prick that's ever lived. Like lock him up. But actually all genuine. Like,
where can people find you on social media?
Two Big Lugs on fucking everything.
Everything.
Fucking Bebo, the whole lot. The whole lot of it. Just search me up Tinder. all this stuff. That's it. Facebook, fucking YouTube, TikTok. I feel for all ages, apart from too young, because I do say
some cursing. There's some cursing involved.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
Do you want to help us with some advice?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
We love getting advice.
First of all, we have Red Flag Radar. So these are like, people write them in and they ask us, is this a red flag?
Okay.
So whatever we say. So all his pictures on his dating profile are in the same outfit. Is it red flag or not?
Red flag.
Do you think he took them all on the same night?
There's no way it can't be red flag. Unless he's naked in all of them and that's the outfit she's talking about, it's a red flag.
It's either that he's just... Well, see, you could look at it from the perspective of he's a eco-friendly warrior and he's just recycling.
Or a smelly fucker. Doesn't wash himself. It's one or the other. So you can take your pick with that, but I'm going red.
But he might just worn the same outfit and just got pictures that night and got loads of pictures.
What if it's all in different locations? You know what I mean? Like, what?
Fair. And it depends on how many pictures he has. If he only has two pictures, that's probably a red flag anyways. But if he only has two or three pictures, you might let him away with it. But if you have six pictures up there and it's in the same fucking outfit,
red.
Good luck.
Red, okay.
Okay. The next one is, he takes like 2 business days to reply to a single message and says he's not on his phone much.
Red.
Oh, that's a green flag.
Are you like that?
Is that you?
Adam.
I am.
You're saying you're lonely.
No, but exactly. That's
why.
I'm not on my phone much.
Are you bad? Literally on social media.
10 million followers.
From a man's brain, you're saying you're like this. What is the thought process behind being like that? Do you mean to do that or do you just...
No, to some people you mean to do it. And then, like, 2 days is too far.
Yeah.
Okay, I just won't reply. If it goes to 2 days, that's left undelivered for life. But you'd be getting an awful lot of messages as well, like from friends and stuff like that. There's no excuse for why I'm standing up for myself here, but I'm just fucking digging a hole there. But it's...
If you really liked him, you wouldn't do it. Is that the vibe?
Maybe. So it all depends on what the other person's like as well. Okay. If they're kind of quick back, then you should be responding quick.
Match their energy.
Yeah, you can't be doing it all the time. But exactly, matching the energy. But it is wrong. So red flag.
So I think not on the phone is an excuse.
Let's be real. 2025, it's an extension of our arm.
Yeah.
We're all glued.
All our fingers are fucked.
There isn't an hour a day where you're not on your phone.
But it depends on the conversation as well. If you're just talking about, what's your favorite color?
It's dead.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
I read 2 days to say that. I need time to think about what my favorite color is. That's why I'm responding 2 days later.
Yeah. Take me a while. Okay, Sandra. Okay.
I got really overwhelmed. There's so many of them in there.
You asked me the most important life question I've ever been asked. Jesus.
Okay. Tell me I wear too much makeup and I'm prettier without it and to wash my face before I meet his parents.
Oh, fuck off. Whoever is, that is disgusting behavior. I'm a firm believer in, like, it's okay to say someone, like, you're naturally pretty, you don't need makeup.
Yeah.
That's a compliment, not don't wear makeup. But if you're telling them to wash
your mouth before you meet them,
that is too
bad. Wash your face.
Yeah.
I think it's the way he said it. Not what? Like,
what if she's like, oh, this is really mean of me to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. What if she's just really bad at makeup? And he doesn't want to say that either.
Yeah, I don't think men realise the difference between being bad at it and having too much on, though.
Yeah, true.
Because like, men always are like, oh my God, she's so natural. And it's like, it's the girl with natural makeup on.
Yeah.
They, oh, yeah,
really
yeah.
I won't have a fucking...
Would you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I genuinely like makeup. It can make or break.
Do you think we're wearing makeup now?
Yeah. Watch what you say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, but not like over the top. I wouldn't say, go wash your face before doing this fucking podcast, girl. I just think it sounds a bit controlling that. That's a bit weird.
Yeah, it's a bit strange.
It's the manner and how he says it as well.
Yeah.
Wash your face before you meet my parents.
As if the parents are going
to
be annoyed.
Well, you could have a fucking fright ball of a mother to be like, oh, that one there, she's wearing too much makeup. But again, just say it. Just be honest and say, look, you're wearing too much makeup.
Yeah. Honesty is the best policy, folks.
And just say, you look gorgeous, but you don't need it.
Yeah.
Instead,
yeah.
I say, that part. Don't. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. It's a red flag. Okay, then we have a dilemma as well. This is a bit longer. So these are secrets and stalls. So it says, my boyfriend of 2 years has recently taken up modelling. I'm really happy for him, but he started following loads of new beautiful girls on Insta who are part of the same agency as him and has done a wedding photo shoot with them and has left me feeling a little good. He constantly reassures me, he tells me I'm beautiful, etc. But I can't help but feel so insecure since he started the job. I told him how I felt and he said he understands and he would feel the same way if it was the other way around. He wouldn't be happy if I was following new model boys and posing with them. So I guess I'm asking, firstly, do I sound crazy? Secondly, how can I cope with this?
I am on the man side here.
Are you?
Yeah. Simply because I'm in the agency with all ye.
Oh, yeah,
I'd
true.
Be following
if
you
had a girl,
yeah.
And like, you're all like kind of modelly girls as well.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Not kind of modelly, like you're models girls as well.
And we force you into TikToks when we're all together. Yeah. So
that it could be a red flag, but it depends on what his intentions are. But if it's just working with someone, then it's if he's a model, then fair fucking play, girl. Yeah. You go get your stuff.
Banked him like he's a model. I think it would be a hard thing to like, to separate the work from it being, oh my God, he's just following a lot of stunning girls.
Fair on her behalf as well, though, because it would be.
It would look like
100%. You know? And like, I can understand what she is saying, but just if you trust them, then you trust them and leave it at that.
Yeah. I think from our point of view, like when I'm at an event, when you meet people, like if they follow you, you're going to follow them back as well.
100%.
It's rude. Not like they're in your, it's like our version of LinkedIn.
Yeah.
It's like our peers and our people. So
exactly.
I can see it from his point of view of that's kind of like our job.
Yeah.
Similarly, and it must be hard watching the wedding photo shoot.
I know.
But girl, that will be you one day.
Yeah. And I think the fact he's constantly reassuring you, telling you you're beautiful, like it is work.
Yeah.
This could be a thing, like he's recently taken it up. It could be a case of like, he's following these girls, hopefully getting new connections.
Yeah. Exactly.
New doors might open.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You don't know what that could bring for him and your future life with him as well. So
it all depends on the man.
On the man.
Intention.
Yeah.
Whatever. If he's a decent fella and you trust him, then don't fucking worry about it.
Just work. If you've had no problems before and things. Secondly, how do I cope with this? So
just start following a lot of men back.
No.
Don't go down. Follow me.
It'll be her following I think just like
you just have to keep reminding yourself of,
you're the one with them.
Yeah, you get to get into bed with them every night. Not
she's
them.
Obviously attractive as well.
Yeah,
they're together. They're probably a pretty couple. Like.
You'll be in the real wedding.
Yeah,
and it's just gonna take time to get used to, especially if he's getting busier and more booked and stuff. Mm. I feel like that'll be a change, but you can navigate it together. I think
you can just keep reminding yourself it's a job.
Yeah.
So and also just like, talk to him about it as well. Sometimes you keep it in, it's worse.
Yeah.
But if you tell him how you're feeling, like, look, it's really hard to watch that, like, tell him when you're feeling that way and then you can talk about it and then you'll feel reassured again.
Yeah.
As well.
I like that.
And that's it.
Nice.
Adam, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I feel like fucking one of the girls now.
Yay!
One of the girls. One of the birds.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share or say? Or
no, thank you very much for having me. This has been fantastic.
What's your life advice for anyone listening? Best advice.
As my father always says, lads, when you worry, you die. When you don't worry, you die. So don't fucking worry. Or why fucking worry?
There I love
that. That's brilliant.
I love.
I'm going to take that one on board now.
Adam Kelly.
Adam.
Thanks very much, girls.
Thank you.
Yay.
Lovely.
So that's it from us today. But before we go, we're raising a virtual bottle of Coca-Cola to summer.
The kind of summer with beach days, music festivals, and your name on a Coke bottle.
Because yes, the Share Coke campaign is back, baby.
And if that's not a sign to make this the best summer ever, then we don't really know what is.
So check the shelves for your name or your mates. And if it's not there, scan the QR code on the pack to create your own digital Coke moment, which I definitely will be doing.
Mm-hmm. Whether you're sipping zero sugar or going full original taste, make it a summer to remember with Coca-Cola.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
So we'll be back again next week for our bonus episode. So Monday we have Extra Juice. Wednesdays we have our full episode. And then Thursdays we have a full video. If you want to watch Adam in 4K, yeah. You can watch him on YouTube. And Thursdays at 12, our full video is out as well. So we'll see you then.
We'll see you then.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold My Drink, brought to you by Coca-Cola. Where your name on a can equals instant summer vibes. Go on, share one with your bestie. You know they deserve it. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.